Good evening. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm pastor here at Holden Village. Welcome to Vespers. I hope that everyone has a red hymnal that looks like this, as well as a half sheet of paper that says Prayer of Good Courage on it. Our Vesper service tonight will be led by John Coleman. And at the end of the service tonight, it's our custom to have a special prayer of blessing for those who have been on staff here a year or more. And so at the end of our service, John Childs and Steve and August Kramer will be invited to come forward, and there will be special prayers for them using that prayer of good courage that you have, and that will serve as our benediction at the end of our service today.
Hello, my name is John, and for the last 6 weeks, I've been here as a repair associate, and through wonderful circumstance, I happen to be here doing Vespers tonight, and I figured it'd be a great way to kind of end things, and wanted to share a few things with you. I'd like to start off with hymn number 765, and thank you. First reading for tonight is from Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. For if you are called to freedom, brothers and sisters, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. I want to take this time to give you guys something to take with you when you leave here. I was here in June for work week, and when we arrived at Fields Point, I had gone to get the car, and my mother and my aunt were with me, and packed the car up and left, and they were commenting on everyone was to get on the road and get back to where they were. And I kind of made a snide comment. I said, yeah, it's funny when everyone's up there, everyone's all kumbaya, and as soon as they get back, it's every man for themselves. They laughed too. So, love your neighbor as yourself doesn't stop at the boat dock. How many people here actually know the names of all their neighbors? Any show of hands? That's good. Obviously, not all of us are really engaged in that as we should be. And my mother just moved into a new neighborhood, and I, being unemployed and at some odds with my stepmother, decided that I'd move in with her. So the second day we were moving in, and this lady next door was getting out of her car, and so I said, hello, my name's John, and she's okay, my name's Florence. And from talking with her for a while, I found out that her husband had died, and she couldn't get around to do things that she wanted to do as much as she'd like to, like something as simple as mow her yard. And immediately I thought, I was like, well, geez, it's so easy. I could mow your lawn. It's just when I come out to do mine, no big deal. And, you know, for some reason, I didn't, and I don't know why. But after being here and being able to serve others here, I look forward to the opportunity to go home and offer that service to her. On the door to the ops office, I don't know if you guys know where that is. It's the northeast corner of the hotel. There's a quote on there that says, I slept and I dreamt that life was joy. I woke and saw that life was service. I acted and behold, service was joy. And this is what Jesus has taught us to do. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So good at this at times and bad at others, and often it's harder to do the right thing than not. Loving is easy if you look for it in the right way. Some people are probably thinking, oh yeah, well, you don't know this guy across the street from where I live, or this boss that I deal with, or my cousin Jake or something. And so for that, I have a story about a story. My aunt and uncle were visiting a few weeks ago, and my aunt likes to tell me this story about how we were on a car trip somewhere, and all the kids, we were acting up, and my dad's like, oh, no, you don't better stop, or I'm going to pull this car over. Don't make me get over and punish you. And my brother leans over, he says, hey, John, pick on me. And so that was fun. And then after all these years, this last summer I was at a barbecue that my dad was having, and he invited all his friends over, and he was talking with one of his really good friends, and his friend was like, yeah, you kids used to be screaming and fighting with each other and always at each other's throats, and you guys turned out pretty well. And I was like, oh, thank you. And my dad was like, yeah, well, they just don't understand that sometimes you just don't like them, but you always love them. And that's the kind of thing I wanted for you guys to take with you, is that even though you might not always like somebody, you should always love them. And if you can get around and do that on a day-to-day basis, that it changes your whole perspective on your relationship with everybody else. And so, love each other as if they really were your brother or your sister, and take care of them when they need it, and be patient when they're difficult, And it's because we're all children of God. And with that, I'd like to offer up these last few lines here from Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. And I'd like to close with hymn number 836.
Tonight, as we are gathered together, we also wish to say farewell to three friends with whom we have shared life together in this place. John has been a trails coordinator and utilities assistant in the village for the last year and a half. Steve and August have been here for 1 year. Steve was our utilities lead, and August, in addition to helping with the Mavericks, was a student. I will say a blessing, and we will conclude with a sung version of the Holden Prayer. You can find that on your handout. Steve, August, and John, please come forward. I also invite anyone who would like to gather around and lay hands on these three to come forward as well. John, Steve, and August. Children of God, brothers in life and faith, thanks be to God for so richly blessing you and calling you to share with us life in this place. May God bless you and keep you as you continue on your journey, wherever it may lead. These candles are a small token of our deep appreciation for all that you have brought to the village. Receive them as a sign of the light that you carry within you, and as a reminder of your time in Holden, in such settings as prayer around the cross. May your light continue to shine wherever you may go. Steve, August, and John, you are in our thoughts and prayers, and you will remain in our hearts. We now send you out with the Holden Prayer.